All right, 24/7, you've done it to us. It's 205 days until Nebraska plays a football game of significance in the Matt Rhule era, but 24/7 has released its projected regular season win totals. Northwestern, 3.5. Who will score more offensive? Who will be a better offensive team this year, Northwestern or Iowa?
Oh, God, that is a tough question.
Illinois, 6. People thinking that Illinois caught lightning in a bottle with a favorable slate to win 8 games last year, lose their defensive coordinator. Remember, they go to KU week 2?
Mm-hmm.
And then the following week, Illinois hosts Penn State. Boy, September, if Brett Bielema is for real,
yeah,
and they get out of September unscathed, hello, Ryan Walters, first year at Purdue, 6.5. They play Fresno State, Syracuse in the non-con. Then they get Wisconsin to begin their conference slate, but they also have to play Ohio State, Michigan, and they go to Kinnick.
What is the Northwestern quarterback situation in 2023?
It's a mess, Nick. Just it's a mess.
I feel like...
It is not Trevor Siemian. Mike Kafka, who might be the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, by the way.
Where's Kane Coulter doing these days?
Peyton Ramsey?
Yeah.
Minnesota, 7.5. Minnesota plays at North Carolina this year. They have labeled Minnesota opens up with a must-win game against Nebraska. Lose that one at home, and their win total will shrink quickly. Iowa's win total. Now, this is all on 24/7. It's the 7th of February, folks.
Yeah.
But this is good. I'm getting to Nebraska's. Iowa is 8.
Okay. Yeah. I was hoping it'd be like 7.5 or 8.5. You got to be careful. Might not hit those metrics.
Wisconsin, 8. No Michigan or Penn State on their schedule.
Mm-hmm. And Iowa's got Penn State, right? But no Ohio State or Michigan.
Now to Nebraska. This is what I think Nebraska's win total in Vegas will be, 5.5.
Yep.
I don't know how you would know what Nebraska's going to do because Matt Rhule is the ultimate wild card with that roster.
Mm-hmm.
But can I at least go there on February 7th? That if you went under 5 wins this upcoming year would seem low.
Yeah, I would agree.
Does line up with your thing that you asked the football gods for earlier in the show. I mean, you're right there.
Nebraska being 5-6.
Yeah.
On November 24th, Iowa being 6-5, up 27-23, 2 minutes to go. Iowa needs a touchdown to win, retain their OC. Nebraska needs a stop to fire Iowa's OC and to go to a bowl game.
And MJ Sherman with a strip sack.
At that point, many Iowa fans are like, you know, it might not be the worst thing for us to lose.
That's the thing, though, is disappointed as an Iowa fan would be because of in the moment, you want your team, no matter what, to win.
There
would be a little bit of probably delayed jubilation of, all right, bon voyage.
Iowa fan just opened a tab.
Thank you, Nebraska, for putting that final nail in it. That would be quite humorous.
That would become the greatest moment in the Sickos committee life span.
Yep.
Would be with 2 minutes to go, a 6-5 team against a 5-6 team, and the 5-6 team needs a stop, and then the whole world's going to end. They will go to a bowl game, they will retain a trophy, and they will fire the OC from Iowa.
But how many other teams in the Big Ten that have to face Iowa on a regular basis would be pissed at Nebraska for that? Be like, come on, guys.
Hey, I don't care about you. It's been rough around here, boys.
Yeah.
We're trying to do our part.
Yeah.
So Iowa and Wisconsin have the 2 highest win totals. But
who has the better offense between Northwestern and Iowa? You would think with Cade McNamara that you would want to say slight Iowa, edge. But what have we been talking about this whole time? You know, Brian Ferentz, do you really trust that? Do you really trust that system to be a greater offense than – they don't even have to have a better record than Northwestern, and I don't think that's even going to be the case. Northwestern will not have as good of a record as Iowa. It's going to be another struggle, I think. But could Northwestern have a better offense? Yeah, they could. They really could. And that lies the problem, Iowa. Just saying.
All right, so I think Vegas will have, I think the 5.5 is what will be in Vegas when that when we get to the summertime. Interesting, they labeled Minnesotans with a must-win game.
Yeah.
Minnesota game to me is more important than Colorado game.
Colorado game is more fun, though. A lot more fun.
It's the one we'll talk about more. But yes, yeah. I see what you're getting at and don't disagree one bit.
More fun storylines.
I mean, by the time Nebraska plays week three and they have a boring head coach, you'll be like, huh.
Yeah. You got PJ.
You get PJ, you get Prime, and you get Harbaugh in three of your first five games as the head coach in Nebraska.
All very unique personalities, and not one of them even close to the other.
Wow. Minnesota in the first month with Nebraska at home and a trip to North Carolina with Drake May still at North Carolina? All right, PJ Fleck.
Yep.
We'll see. You know what? People doubt you, and you keep saying, no. You see here, you can call me a fraud, you can say whatever, but I keep winning football games, so I got to be doing something right.
I'm right there with you. It was described once if P.J. Fleck is the one guy sitting by himself in the lunch table, I'd be the guy that would probably go and sit next to him.
I don't know. People say a lot of stuff about him. The guy wins football
games.
He does. And
I would kill for that.
Until he stops winning football games.
Yeah.
He's going to keep proving people wrong.
I agree.
Will this be the year that that happens? We will see because, you know, of course, he had a shakeup on his staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we come back. LeBron tonight's going to set the record. It's going to happen. Watch, he'll be like a load management guy.
10 points.
He'll say, nope, not tonight. So there'll be a lot of, you know, cut-ins and discussion. The best moment in LeBron's career. Will it be when he breaks the record, or is it something else? We'll get into that as we put a close on this edition of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.